Quetelet's average monster. This monstrosity called the Gaussian bell curve is not Gauss's doing. Although he worked on it, he was a mathematician dealing with a theoretical point, not making claims about the structure of reality like statistical-minded scientists. G. H. Hardy wrote in A Mathematician's Apology, "The real mathematics of the real mathematicians, the mathematics of Fermat and Euler and Gauss and Abel and Riemann, is almost wholly useless. And this is as true of applied as of pure mathematics." As I mentioned earlier, the bell curve was mainly the concoction of a gambler, Abraham de Moivre, 1667 to 1754, a French Calvinist refugee who spent much of his life in London, though speaking heavily accented English. But it's Quetelet, not Gauss, who counts as one of the most destructive fellows in the history of thought, as we'll see next. Adolphe Quetelet, 1796 to 1874, came up with the notion of a physically average human, l'homme moyen. There was nothing moyen about Quetelet, a man of great creative passions, a creative man full of energy. He wrote poetry and even co-authored an opera. The basic problem with Quetelet was that he was a mathematician, not an empirical scientist, but he didn't know it. He found harmony in the bell curve. The problem exists at two levels. Primo, Quetelet had a normative idea to make the world fit his average in the sense that the average, to him, was the normal. It would be wonderful to be able to ignore the contribution of the unusual, the non-normal, the black swan to the total, but let us leave that dream for utopia. Secondo, there was a serious associated empirical problem. Quetelet saw bell curves everywhere. He was blinded by bell curves, and I have learned again, once you get a bell curve in your head, it's hard to get it out. Later, Frank Isidro Edgeworth would refer to Quetelesmus as the grave mistake of seeing bell curves everywhere.